Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So what's the overall mood there in Ringer at the moment?
Look, I'd say vibes are actually quite high. There's a lot of people already here. The booth is open. The line's actually through the gate. There's a local market happening where people are just selling all of their local wares. And there's a lot of Dali shirts out on the pavement, that's for sure.
Right. Okay. And so can you tell me more about the How to Vote for the Planet guide? What's that all about?
Sure. That came about as a guide to help people preference and help people understand which candidates out there have got good climate action policy. And so we made the guide as a new concept. It gives people choice. There's, for example, here in Warringah, you can choose one of four people to put number one. And it just guides people along the way so they can make safe climate elections in their preferences.
Sure. And who is behind this initiative?
Look, we're really a bit of a motley crew, to be honest. when we decided to all come together off the back of the Bob Brown Adani convoy, when we realised that this wasn't going to be a climate election, we needed to really up our air team, put it on the radar of everyday Australians. We just banded together, and so we've got scientists, engineers, designers, strategists, just a collection of legends. And from the core group, it's really grown into an absolute movement that's taken a life of its own. And people have really just been doing all sorts of amazing things. Yesterday, we had 8 catamarans take over Sydney Harbour with Vote for the Planet flags on it. So we've even got some pirates in the team now.
Yeah, nice. Congratulations. And can you tell me more about the climate policy scoreboard? What's that trying to achieve?
Sure. The scorecard was set up as a way to assess all the policy from all the parties in the Senate, see which ones stacked up in terms of listing publicly that they want to take action on climate. The 2019 climate policy scorecard draws on public information from the websites of all the parties and compares that information so people can make a considered choice when choosing parties that are pro-climate. The interesting thing we found out is there's a bunch of fantastic parties this year. There really is. And there's also a bunch of really bad parties. So it's often difficult to choose which party is good by the name when you're filling out that giant sheet of paper. So this gives people a good guide so they can make safe choices.
Yeah, no, that's really fantastic having that tool, because I feel like if you just hop onto a party's website, it's not always the best representation of what they actually are heading for or focusing on. So, yeah, that's fantastic you have that tool. And will this initiative morph into an ongoing activity after the election? How will this kind of progress?
I think it's fair to say that it will. Like, I mean, we've already been contacted by a few other countries who have elections coming up asking if we can bring it to places like Canada and the UK.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I mean, someone's even built all of these screen prints with How to Vote for the Planet T-shirts. And so it's definitely got a life of its own, and we're really looking forward to seeing where it ends up.
That's fantastic. You're getting a lot of exposure there. Congratulations. And, yeah, best of luck for today. Have lots of fun in the Warringah electorate. It's very tense with Zali and Tony Abbott there.
it is.
Yeah.
We're at Manly Village Public School, where there's a market going on right now, and there's thousands of people down here. The vibe's really high. It's worth coming here to vote if you're in the area.
Fantastic. Well, Dane and Sarah, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck.
No worries. That website people need to check out is www.environment.vote.
Perfect.
So check out environment.vote. That's got all the guides so you can make safe preferencing this year.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Dane and Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Bye. Woo! Bye. See ya.